on the phone line for this Tuesday afternoon. It is the 23rd day of September. It's Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, to take a look at the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. It's such a beautiful day over here in Newmarket, and the combines are rolling in the bean field.
Yeah, tell me what you've been hearing, if anything, other than the hum of those beans being combined at the moment.
Well, you know, the bean yields are continuing to stay fairly good over here. We've heard some very high yields. We've heard some, you know, above average yields in most cases, and, you know, some just a little bit above, but nobody's been below what their average yield is by any means. And, you know, they just keep rolling, and they're doing extremely well. And moisture's coming down on them, and the bean lines are pretty long at different places.
I suppose the other thing that we ought to talk about, and we'll come back to the soybeans in just a bit, is that the corn futures made new contract lows in the December contract today. Will they continue to do so this week, do you suppose?
I'm going to say as we pick up and harvest, they're going to push on down. I know that all the technical points say 308 is our stopping point, with some guys saying if things get bad, maybe a 280. But I think until we see what the government says on the next report on what sort of acreage they're using, and we see a little bit more than what we've got done so far, that the yields are continuing to hang in there really good before we take it down that last notch. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see the 320 breach this week.
And what are you telling producers about what they should do with both corn and soybeans? And let's go back to the soybeans. We'll stick with them for just a bit, because now we're down at, what, 936 and a quarter, 2 cents lower for the day in the November contract as a settlement price. Farmers are probably thinking, hey, it's still a $9 bean. Should I really sell it, or should I store it?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, basically, if they're going to have to pay for commercial storage, we're not probably too in doing that right now. We don't think that there's enough to do that. We're going to try to save our bin space probably for our corn. We're going to look for the glut of harvest to come on in, and if we want to own some options there, I think that's going to be the idea, is to look at it. But we're probably more of a seller of beans than we are of the corn right now.
And corn, you have some choices, short and long-term storage, on and off farm. On farm, I'm going to go with long-term storage. So what do you do if you have to commercial storage? Are you aiming for short-term, meaning somewhere in December, January, or do you aim for longer-term?
I think basically you look for the shorter term with that. We look for when the bin doors go closed, and then we can turn around and see a good basis increase to pay our storage and maybe a little bit of bump up in the board for that one, Todd. So, I do think that, you know, and otherwise, and some of the things we have to be looking at is there's a little pop out here and it gives us a fairly decent return for that on-farm storage. We might want to be selling some of that July out there or something that we can get it pop up a little bit here.
Is there any fundamental reason at this point at all to think that this marketplace in either corn or soybeans might turn around at some point?
Well, I mean, we've seen everything about bads out there. We're assuming that we're going to have record yields. We're assuming we're going to be even bin buster on top of record yields. We're assuming that everything else in the rest of the world carries on okay. So, I mean, we can see a lot of things that, you know, there's things we don't see or don't understand out there that can pop on in here. And we are at four-year lows. So there is a very good, we're oversold, and there can be a little pop back on some things.
All right. So when you look forward to the month of October and the WASDE and crop production report figures, will there be much in the way of changes? Oftentimes, once the September report comes out, and if it in particular is bigger than the August in terms of the number for corn, it continues to grow in October. Do you suppose that would be the case this year?
I think that we will see a slight increase as far as the yield goes. The question we have is with the FSA numbers on planted acres, and that there are a lot of people. I know that Dan was talking about some of his other private surveys taking place out there that think that the corn planted acreage will be reduced up to 2 million acres and the beans by a million acres or so. So if that happens, why, of course, you know, how much will that overshadow what the increase in yield is and what we're looking at, and how the trade's going to react is going to be a lot on how the yields that we're seeing from in the field are coming in, because, you know, a few bushel increase in production on all the acres compared to losing 2 million acres is it makes up pretty fast. So, you know, it's going to be something we're going to look at, but there is that's going to surprise us there, or possibly surprise us there that way.
Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
All right, thanks, Todd.
You too. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the closing market report for this Tuesday, September the 23rd.